Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Road to Rosalie, written by Mandy Magro and read by Miranda Nation. Dedication. For Helen Parker Dixon, my dear friend, fellow dream chaser, awesome business partner, and an all-round inspirational woman, I'm so thankful we crossed paths. Kiss, kiss. True love can work miracles on a shattered heart. When given unconditionally, it can be the thread that helps to stitch the broken fragments back together. Prologue. The fresh scent of the thousands of eucalypts the Blue Mountains were famous for lingered upon the air as dust-speckled dawn sunlight was snaking its way across the time-worn timber boards of the one-bed farmhouse Lucy Harrison had called home for almost 7 months. Her job as cook at the roadhouse out the front paid the rent. She knew 18 was too young to have a baby. She also knew she should have thought of that when she'd fallen into the charismatic stockman's swag at the B&S ball. A virgin, and more drunk than she'd realised. But clued in enough to lie to him, both about her age and the fact that she wasn't on the pill. It wasn't his fault she was in this predicament. She'd wanted him to want her, had spent half the night trying to woo him. If he didn't live thousands of miles away, she might have told him she was pregnant. In hindsight, she should have, but it was too late to harbour those kinds of regrets now. She'd made her decision, and now she had to follow through with it. She just wished she had someone to hold her hand right now, to tell her everything was going to be okay. But she was very much alone, and terrified of what lay ahead. Hopefully the ambulance she'd called would be arriving soon, because the contractions were coming faster, detonating inside her like fireworks. With each wave of primal pain, a deep intrinsic need to protect her baby grew, to the point that she knew now she couldn't put the child up for adoption. Her innate need to raise this child was almost overwhelming, ridding her of all her worries about not being able to handle motherhood. Caressing the mound of her belly, she took in deep lungfuls of air, vowing to make her baby girl her life's purpose. Her girl would know nothing like the hellhole she'd grown up in, with a drunkard father and an absent mother. Her baby deserved the best life she could give. With the next swelling contraction seizing her, she bent forward and gripped the veranda railings so she didn't buckle beneath the pain. After 8 months of pretending, of covering it up with oversized clothes, it was really happening. She was going to be a mum. A single parent. One day she would move to the Big Smoke to be reunited with her best friend Sally and start a new life. But for now, this ramshackle house was her home and would soon be her baby's home too. One step at a time. Chapter 1. Melody Harrison hated the fact that today was her 23rd birthday. She didn't want anyone to say the word happy to her. She wasn't happy, not in the slightest. Her mother was dying. Her marriage was in ruins. She'd lost contact with her closest friends because of her insufferable husband, and she was so bone-tired she felt like curling into a ball and sleeping for a year. But she had to soldier on, one step at a time. Finding a free seat amidst the chaos of commuters, she sank down and blinked back another onslaught of tears. Where had the strong, confident, happy young woman she'd been when she'd met Antonio 4 years ago gone? She'd give almost anything to find her again. She was having a really hard time coming to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?